you want some house there?
I need to touch more.
I'm gonna hold up. Hold up. Don't hang up. Hold up.
That's the ID. Just to get up somewhere.
Hey, yo.
Yeah,
I'm gonna call my house. Is that okay for you? No.
From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. There's a brand new tune called The Verminator.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you know, like, Yeah, what was your birthday?
I love the TV.
No, I'm the writer.
I tell people when you kind of
like. Oh, forget.
Right, it's 20,000.
Yeah, there is a lot of people that you can. That's it goes with every.
Right.
Haley.
That's Irish.
Haley. Like Haley Thomas.
I was going to say, you don't look
Irish. No, I'm Middle Eastern. My name is Lauren.
Like Haley's Comet.
Yeah, like Haley's Comet. Mark Twain was born in Idaho.
Mark Twain, Ray Harper.
You shouldn't do that. Something tells me you shouldn't do that.
My other thing is, like, all the people...
It was inappropriate. I agree. But. I hope you feel bad. So I wasn't going to say it, but your friend said it.
Something tells you that wasn't right. Or at least it could be taken out of context.
Or just don't do it.
Sorry, guys. I'll make the comment. This is a Haley comment.
Yeah, Haley's comment.
Was
there
a Chipotle? I went to breakfast in Chipotle.
Never asked for a single thing.
Yes, yeah, Tony Bakery. So wow, I feel like.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to say, but I'm not going to be able to say it. I'll give you a lighter if you find a
lighter.
I just have one, you get better. Mine is, they don't have any.
So you're the tapper.
That's why we're the tapper. We start from what I
something we can buy it. This is not online. So this represents all of the music that was on that machine or that had been requested out there through January. So like Katy Perry's Dark Horse is not yet in here. On Fridays and Saturdays, we get pretty booked up. We do generally want to reserve ahead of time. We actually had a reservation for right now, but they shed people over the course of the night, and then they decided to stay in the main room. But yeah, you generally want to book at least a week in advance for a Friday or Saturday.
You book it for the night?
No, you book it for, we usually assume most reservations over 2 hours, unless you say otherwise. I'll show you one of the smaller rooms. I went to the School of Management. Yeah, I was class of 2012. I ran a marketing trial in the last semester of business school, and by graduation I had signed a lease and I was starting construction. Yeah, you know, it was a big space that was vacant in downtown. I was able to run my marketing trial here without having to commit to a lease. I had 3 months rent free to sort of figure out whether or not the whole concept would work.
Was that
it was something that the city of New Haven did. They had a program that may still be around, but the woman who ran it left, called Project Storefronts, where they facilitated people trying out new concepts in vacant spaces in downtown.
Huh.
And I'm a success story.
That's so cool. And, like, you feel like this is the right, like the best location in the city for what you're doing?
So that's a complicated question. Because the economy in the New Haven area sucks. Okay. But New Haven is central. We're the only karaoke bar in the state of Connecticut. So we have a much larger geographic footprint for our customer base than most of the other bars in the area. I mean, people come from, you know, as far north as Hartford, as far west as Stamford, as far east as Miskin. We have a pretty big geographic footprint. And when we do special events, we get people from Western Mass and from upstate New York. Sorry about that, that means me. Warren? There are plenty of little stressors. So, I mean, in the last 3.5 months, 5 places in downtown have closed. Without anybody coming in to replace them.
What kind of places?
Bars and restaurants. And other places.
In general downtown.
And a bunch of other places that closed a little bit longer ago, nobody's come in to occupy. The hospitality market in New Haven sucks, but we are doing well. And it certainly helps that we have a ton of parking around here because we draw from such a big radius. Crasford Garage is across the street, there's an open air lot right next door, the Temple Street Garage is a block away. There's so much excess capacity of real estate in New Haven. I mean, there are lots of zoning issues and there's a ton of regulatory bullshit that prevents people from doing good things, but the parking squeeze is a huge problem. And it's also a huge problem, and I live 2 blocks from here, parking squeeze is a huge problem for residents too. It's miserable living in downtown New Haven. That's miserable. You're also in the architecture school?
Yeah.
Sorry, the way that you guys said it, it looked like you were just saying that she was in the architecture school. No. And I'm sure that there are entire classes at the school that talk about what a disaster of urban planning New Haven is. But, you know, it's a political football that the hub for all the bus lines is on the green. And it makes no sense for it to be there, and it makes life miserable for everyone else in downtown. But, you know, so like, I live in the center point, the corner of Church and Chapel, above where the Citibank was that just closed. And, there's a bus shelter in every direction when we leave our apartment. And that means that we cannot leave our apartment without tripping over 6 crackheads. And the hub for the buses should be at the train station. And that would make much more sense. There's a huge parking lot right there. There is not one on Chapel. It's right next to the trains. And it would get in the way of commerce much less. So it 100% hurts business here. Because it makes people not want to come to downtown New Haven in general. It hurts New Haven's brand. Our clientele skews a little older. And, a lot of our clientele also goes to the Schubert for shows. And, would come to downtown more for various meals at restaurants and stuff. But, there's this hole in their head and in their consciousness when it comes to New Haven that, New Haven is a horrible place to go to. And that definitely hurts us. When my wife moved here to help me open this, her mom was scared of her moving here because she had stories of her cousin getting raped in the 70s in New Haven. I mean, when the Winchester Repeating Arms Factory closed in the late 60s, New Haven lost 65,000 jobs, and it's been a shithole since then. And there's no way around it. So if I could do this all over again, and I knew a little bit more about other markets, would I do this in Providence? Probably.
Yeah.
You know, I know that I've been really brutal in the course of talking about this, but like... in a sense. I want to see New Haven flourish. I was really rooting for Justin Elliker. I was really hoping Elliker would win, and he didn't. And now Tony Hart was going to continue bankrupting the city by making promises for ASCAP cash, writing checks for ASCAP cash to the unions. And, New Haven's going to continue being a pit because people owe too much, and the things that actually need to happen in order to bring in investment are, touching. And definitely have, you know, it's, you know, are rooted in a lot of class issues that have a lot of racial overtones that make them untouchable. And it's awful that they're untouchable. It's awful that a lot of these things can't be dealt with. And I really do want to see New Haven flourish.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks so much.